The issue of Altrenagest has been a big talking point in Australian racing this week, and Racing Victoria's Jamie Steer joins us on the program to discuss the issue and what essentially it's all about. How are you, Jamie?
I'm well, thanks, Jo.
That's good. Well, this product, firstly, let's clarify the correct name and reference for it. It is Altrenagest, but many more publicly refer to it as Regumate.
Yes, so Regumate's actually one of several products that contain Altrenagest, which of course is used to regulate the fertility cycle of fillies and mares. The actual ingredient, the active ingredient, Altrenagest, is the issue that we're confronted with at the moment. So Altrenagest, on analysis, has been found to contain levels of trenbolone and trendione, and both those are anabolic steroids. So to make things more complex for your listeners, it's not actually Altrenagest itself that causes the problem, it's the anabolic steroids that have been found within the Altrenagest.
Okay. So Racing Victoria's stance is a no tolerance to any positives, whereas Racing New South Wales has moved to introduce a local rule that will be more pragmatic in the instance of any positives produced.
That's true, Joe. Our position is in line with the Australian rules of racing, which are very clear in saying that anabolic steroids at any level are not permitted to be present in the racehorse at any time. So we've followed that position, and that's a position which is also adopted widely internationally, and New South Wales have seen that or believe that the correct approach to address this issue is to address or to introduce the local rule that they have.
So what has really flared this issue up in particular this week is the onset of the Spring Carnival, or it's already underway in Victoria, with a lot of horses from New South Wales crossing the border to compete. Some horses would be on this product. So it suddenly changes the ball game for a lot of horses from interstate, and that has been the point of conjecture for many.
Yes, Joe. While identifying the problem, we also went about trying to find a satisfactory alternative or a solution for the trainers out there. And to do that, we went and went back in time, if you like. So we spoke to reproductive vets who had experience prior to Altrenagest being created. And Altrenagest, my understanding, Joe, has only been in existence for 20 or 30 years, 25, 30 years. And, of course, racing and fillies coming into their fertility cycle far exceeds that. So we spoke to reproductive vets that had experience in handling fillies in those circumstances prior to Altrenagest coming into existence. And based on our conversations with them and the advice that they were able to give us, the satisfactory alternative we've put out to trainers is the use of a short-acting progesterone, which, according to the advice we've been given, also effectively controls the cycling of fillies.
And just to absolutely clarify, of course, many media focused on the potential of Winx being on this particular product, but she certainly isn't. Is that right?
I'm not able to say certainly isn't, Joe, but what we've done is, as part of the process, we've spoken to what we believe to be a representative cross-section of trainers here in Victoria, and we've also spoken to a number of trainers from interstate. Now, we're not naming those trainers that we've spoken with, but our understanding is that it's very clear to those trainers, including Mr. Waller, that should they wish to race fillies or mares in Victoria over the Spring Carnival, as things stand at the moment, they won't be permitted to use Altrenagest.
Jamie, there's varying opinion within the industry and certainly the media, both in New South Wales and Victoria, about this issue. What's been the general tone of the feedback that you've been getting?
Joe, I think it's been mixed, being upfront about it, but on the whole, the trainers that we've engaged with have been understanding of the position Racing Victoria is taking. There's obviously several of them that would prefer to be using Altrenagest products, but at the same time, they appreciate that it's in contravention of the rules, the Australian rules, to do so. So the majority of the trainers we've spoken to have said to us that thankfully, with us providing a satisfactory alternative, they're more than willing to use that alternative, and they'll keep us informed of how that's progressing.
The main reason why trainers use this product on their fillies and mares is to control temperament better when they come into season, but it can also help their performance to more regulate those seasonal changes.
Yeah, so as I said, the advice we've been given is that progesterone itself is a satisfactory alternative to regulate the fertility cycle. Now, the behavioural changes, Joe, animals are animals, and of course, the difference, some of the feedback we've had from some trainers is actually the fillies race better when allowed to come into season, and their temperament in some circumstances becomes a little bit more aggressive, and that's when they perform at their best. So I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all, and you know, we'll progress and we'll continue to monitor the situation as it goes forward.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's certainly been an interesting issue this week. Is it starting to sort of die down now, all the controversy that's been attached to it?
Maybe dying down a little in some sections of the media, Joe, but no doubt, people will continue to monitor and they will write what they write or say what they say. But our focus is on continuing to work to the best alternative to try and assist the trainers where we're able to, and at the same time have all our horses race within the rules so that everyone's getting a fair go.
I think it will be forever a debatable topic, Jamie.
You may well be right, Joe.
Well, thanks for bringing us up to speed with the latest on that, and good luck for the spring carnival. How's everything been going in your view to this point?
Oh, so far it's early days, but so far the signs are encouraging. I thought last Saturday there were some tremendous performances, and I think, the carnival, as it builds its head of steam, it just does create its own publicity, and it'd be nice, Joe, if they were good stories that we're reading about in the newspapers and hearing about in the media.
Absolutely, and we tell a lot of good stories on this very program, Jamie, or at least we try to.
Appreciate that very much, Joe.
That's Jamie Steer from Racing Victoria, bringing us up to date on the Altrinogest issue that's been flaring up this week.